This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Pete Hegseth, who's Executive Director of Vets for Freedom. You can find them online at vetsforfreedom.org. Pete is also a veteran of the war in Iraq, having served there with the U.S. Army's 101st Airborne Division. For his time there in 2005-2006, he was also awarded the Bronze Star. Pete's been a guest of ours many times, and going all the way back to the fierce debate over whether to allow a troop surge into Iraq in 2007. Now, of course, President Obama this evening ready to declare that the combat portion of our mission there is over, and we are transitioning now into a different role. And Pete, thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
First of all, just to bring our listeners up to date, obviously conditions on the ground have improved so much to the point that we can actually make this transition in our mission there. But compared to where we were about 3 years ago, just how much of a difference has been made by our troops over the past 2 to 3 years?
It has been an absolute game change on the ground. I mean, violence has dropped between 90% to 95%. Both electricity is well above pre-war levels. Stores and shops are opening. Markets are open. There are liquor stores opening. I mean, kinds of things that you never would have seen before the surge. And their economy is being revived. Their police and army, their army and police forces together combined now number 660,000 and are in control of most of the country. So you've got an Iraq that had a democratic election just 6 months ago. They haven't yet formed a coalition government, but the upside is that the dispute over who will rule Iraq next is not happening in bombs and bullets on the streets. It's happening behind closed doors in political discussions, which is, I think, the exact outcome we would have hoped for.
Do you believe the conditions are right for this change? As some say that it's basically just because it was on the calendar, so we're doing it, and that perhaps it's not right to move all the way down to 50,000 troops. Others say clearly the conditions are such that we can do this. So what's your take?
Well, my take is I side with General Odierno and the commander on the ground, who believes the conditions are such that we can draw down to this number. But I don't think we should, as we've said many times in the past, stick to a fixed date on the calendar of when we'll pull everybody out. You know, I know our agreement with the Iraqi government is by the end of 2011 we'll be out. Once they form a new government, we will have an opportunity to renegotiate that should they want to. And I think it may be in the best interest of both countries for some sort of residual force to be around to make sure that Iraq continues on a path toward quasi-democracy and quasi-stability. But in the meantime, we shouldn't be heading for the exits any quicker than we have to be, because what we've sacrificed there for 7.5 years is remarkable in blood and treasure, and I think it means a lot how we follow through.
There's been the contention of some, as you know, Pete, that perhaps our enemies there are lying low, waiting for our numbers to go down as a result of this phased withdrawal. Others say, including some veterans we've talked to, that the improvement in the training of Iraqi security forces is like night and day compared to about 3 or 4 years ago, and so they probably can handle the job. What have you heard in terms of how well the Iraqis will secure their own people?
I've heard mostly the latter as well, that Iraqis are far more competent. That's exactly what I saw when I went back in 2008, and them being trained by the best military the world has ever seen only means I'm sure they're even better than they were then. So this is all happening because conditions. There was a date on the calendar when we would withdraw. But I guarantee you we would not be doing so in the manner we are honorably had we not created those conditions. And that's what President Bush knew. He believed in the strategy we had implemented. He started to see the fruits of what we had done and believed that by now we would have the ability to draw down and give more responsibility to the Iraqi government, which is exactly what has happened. But it's only happening the way it's happening because of the change in strategy we had and the conditions on the ground.
Pete, what do you expect to hear from the president tonight, and what most of all do you want to hear from the president?
Well, I expect he will heap a lot of due praise onto the troops and what they've accomplished and the sacrifice that they've given this country. I think as an anti-war president who ran against the war, he'll talk about how he maintained his promise of ending the war. I just hope that doesn't overwhelm or drown out the message he should echo, which is thanking the troops and acknowledging the change in strategy and what it took to get where we are. I hope he says, hey, we won the war. Now it's time to win the peace. And we won militarily. We committed and got the job done. Now we're going to be committed to the new sovereign Iraqi state as it goes forward and tries to continue to solidify itself and be an ally to the United States. I hope he will talk a great deal about continued commitment and not just about washing our hands of Iraq and saying it's over and done.
Pete, on a personal note, as I mentioned at the beginning of our conversation, you served there in 2005 to 2006, some of the most vicious fighting, some of the most incendiary times in Iraq, and obviously so much has changed now in the past 3 to 4 years. For you personally, having seen what you saw at that time as compared to what the situation is in Iraq now, and thinking back on your service, what comes to mind at a milestone like this?
What comes to mind is just the immense sacrifice that it took, both in American and Iraqi lives, and I remember the courage that is embodied in so many of our men and women and their men and women who stuck it out when things looked tough, and ultimately, you know, were able to expel Al Qaeda, and I believe have a bright future in front of them. So the courage and the resolve is what I remember when I reflect on it. I think is my big takeaway, that if you believe in it and you're willing to change your strategy and stick to it, you can overcome innumerable obstacles. And so that's what I'll be thinking about tonight.
Pete, just about 2 minutes left in our conversation here, and most likely the president will make at least some reference to the ongoing fight in Afghanistan, which of course has been extremely vicious, especially in the last few months here, and a lot of folks are wondering whether it's still worth it, a lot of folks wondering whether we have a cohesive strategy there. What do you expect and want to hear on that front tonight, and what's your sense of just how solid of a strategy we've got there right now?
Well, I think ironically what we'll hear from President Obama is give it time. Exactly what he didn't want to hear from President Bush on the Iraq surge that proved successful. I think you'll hear President Obama saying much the same as Bush did about Iraq in 07. Hey, it's early. All our surge forces just got there. Give it time to develop. We can change the conditions and on the ground. So I think you'll hear that with General Petraeus in charge, more troops on the ground, a renewed strategy. I'm hopeful that we can show some indications of success already. The IED attacks have dropped in July and August when usually they go up. So we're starting to see indications that more troops on the ground are affecting the condition, which I hope, if we see success and we're starting to get Al-Qaeda and the Taliban around the neck, that we don't stick to this July 2011 timeline, which is currently, I would call, an albatross around the neck of our troops in Afghanistan, that instead we commit to following through in Afghanistan like we did in Iraq. So hopefully we hear resolve when we hear President Obama talk about Afghanistan.
Pete, we'll all be watching tonight. Thank you for your time today, and thank you also, of course, for your service to the country during one of the most difficult stretches of this war. We appreciate that very much.
Thank you, sir.
Pete Hegseth is Executive Director of Vets for Freedom. He served in Iraq in 2005-2006 with the U.S. Army's 101st Airborne Division, and he was awarded the Bronze Star for his service to our country. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.